Chapter 17. Changes. The truth was that Maria wasn't happy. She knew now that she had made many mistakes, the first of which had been her marriage to Rushworth. "I wish I'd never married Mr. Rushworth," she had said to herself quite soon after the wedding. "He's so boring, and all his wealth doesn't make me happy." Then one evening, Maria met Henry Crawford at a party, and she knew at once that she was still in love with him. She decided to leave her husband, and she persuaded Henry to run away with her. It was only later that she discovered that Henry wasn't as serious about the relationship as she was. Henry wasn't in love with Maria. She was attractive and charming and fun to be with, and moreover, being with Maria helped him to forget Fanny and her refusal to marry him. Stupidly, Henry agreed to Maria's plan. For a short while, Maria and Henry were happy together, but it wasn't long before Henry regretted what he'd done. "We've had a good time together, Maria," he said to her one day, "but I don't want to marry you. I hope we'll stay good friends." When Henry left her, Maria was shocked. It was difficult for her to accept that Henry didn't want to marry her. "What's going to happen to me now?" she thought. "I've lost the only man I love. My reputation is ruined forever, and I'm not welcome in good London society any more. I haven't got any money or a home of my own. I can't go back to Mr. Rushworth after what I've done, and anyway, his mother has persuaded him to divorce me. She never liked me, and now she sees an opportunity to get rid of me." For some time, Maria wondered what she should do. Finally, she made her decision. "I'll have to write to my father and ask him for help, but he's so old-fashioned," she thought miserably. "He doesn't approve of divorce, and he won't let me mix in society. There will be no more balls and parties, and life will be very boring." A few days later, Sir Thomas received Maria's letter.
"Maria has behaved badly, but she's still my daughter," he said when he'd read the letter. "I must go to London at once and bring her here. Edmund will come with me."
"How wonderful it will be to have dear Maria with us at Mansfield Park again," said Mrs. Norris, trying to be cheerful. Since the news of Maria running away with Henry Crawford had reached Mansfield Park, Mrs. Norris had become a different person. All her confidence had disappeared, and she was very unhappy. She was the person who had introduced Maria to Mr. Rushworth and who had encouraged the marriage. But everything had turned out badly. She was shocked to hear what Sir Thomas said next.
"My dear Mrs. Norris," he said firmly, "I'll support Maria and buy a home for her. That's my duty as a father. But after the scandalous way she's behaved, I won't let her live with us at Mansfield Park. She will only stay here for as long as I need to buy a small house for her in another part of the country. I'll make sure that she has everything she needs to live in reasonable comfort. But that is all."
"What will I do now?" Mrs. Norris wondered. "Nobody needs me. Maria won't be at Mansfield Park. Julia doesn't seem to be interested in my advice anymore, and she spends so much time staying with friends that she's hardly here. My sister won't let me console her over Maria because she's waiting for Fanny to come back to Mansfield Park. I really don't understand why she'd prefer to have a poor niece console her rather than her own sister." Mrs. Norris turned to Sir Thomas in desperation. "Sir Thomas," she said, "you know how I love to be useful. Is there any way that I can help you?"
"Yes, there certainly is," answered Sir Thomas. "Maria won't be able to live alone, She'll need a companion. I'll arrange for you to join her when she moves to her new home."
Mrs. Norris didn't say anything. She didn't want to leave the luxury of Mansfield Park and move to a small house far away. But she couldn't refuse. Sir Thomas was satisfied with his decision. It would solve the problem of a companion for Maria, and at the same time, it would remove Mrs. Norris from Mansfield Park. She irritated everyone, and no one would be sorry when she left.
"I was wrong about Mrs. Norris," Sir Thomas said to himself. "I shouldn't have encouraged her to spend so much time with us. I had no idea until it was too late that she was a bad influence on my daughters. Instead of being firm and teaching them good moral behaviour, she kept telling them how clever and beautiful they were. She spoiled them."